Shark Tank is without a doubt the largest and most successful reality television show of its kind. Shark Tank provides aspiring entrepreneurs with an extremely valuable platform to present their business models to a panel of potential investors. There have been numerous extremely successful businesses that have received their starts from Shark Tank. One example of this is Getaway, a healthy ice cream brand that contains large amounts of whey protein with zero added sugars. Getaway was featured on season 1 of Shark Tank India and was able to make a deal with three sharks to gain an impressive investment of 1 crore in exchange for 15% equity in their business. This propelled them into becoming an extremely successful brand with over 100,000 consumers across 6 different cities. Today, we are proud to have Jash Shah, CEO and co-founder of Getaway, featured on this podcast to provide us with some of his invaluable business insight, the key to his entrepreneurial drive, and his advice for aspiring entrepreneurs. Equipped with a Bachelor of Technology in Mechanical Engineering, as well as a Master's of Business Administration from NMIMS, his story is truly inspiring, especially for young aspiring entrepreneurs.
So thank you so much, sir, for joining. It is a great honor to have you here with us today. Before we start, do you have any message to our listeners?
One thing that I want to tell everyone who's listening to this is that try and add more value to what you're doing by listening to more podcasts. And podcasts help a lot. I think I've been, since the past, I think, one and a half year or so, been listening to a lot of podcasts. And that's helped me greatly in my entrepreneurial journey. So I think knowledge is available everywhere and you should find it within this podcast as well. I'll try my best.
Indeed, sir. We believe in that as well. So to kickstart our podcast, it would be really great if you could tell our listeners about your story behind the idea and how did you come up with such a clever name, Getaway?
Sure. I think, wasn't really clever now that I think about it because it limits my market to the gym goers and the healthy people. Whereas, people who are not even on a diet are keen to have a healthier alternative of ice cream, right? But nevertheless, my journey started almost 3.5 years back when my sister, my mom and I, we started sort of experimenting on how do we make something which is also good for us, also healthy for us, at the same time as tasty. Typically, when we look at Indians and desserts, their love for desserts, it's very clear that sweets and mithai is a part of our culture. So we saw that there was very less innovation in this space and there were very few players who were trying to even make a change. So ice cream was something that, all of us loved at home. So it was very easy for us to pick the category. Obviously, little did we know that, how does the supply chain work? How do logistics work? How is your distribution going to be? And ice cream is the most difficult category. So at least now we realize this that, if we've cracked ice cream, we can crack anything else. So that's actually how we started. And one fine day when my mom tried making an ice cream at home, which was with zero sugar and with some whey protein added, we thought we should take this out because it was so good tasting. We should give it out to our friends, to the people that we know, our friends and family. We did that and we received a really, really good response. So we thought might as well, explore something and build something in this space.
Well, sir, we really love your chemistry with your mother and how you have supported her in this journey. Moving forward with the same, we just wanted to ask you your experience. What was your experience being on Shark Tank and how has Getaway benefited from it?
Sure. I think, Shark Tank is, 100% the place you want to be if you're at an early stage like what we are in or most startups today are in. It helps you get a lot of visibility, a lot of, people to know your brand, know what you're doing, what you're building. Without having to, spend that sort of money on an ATL ad. So I think from a PR perspective, it's a no-brainer. It's great. Of course, there are people who would differ from this opinion, but I think largely, at least for us, it's helped us a lot in terms of strengthening our position, our reputation, building the credibility in the brand. Now that it's on national TV, I think, you know, there's a lot of trust already in the brand. So people are not hesitant in ordering or trying it at least. And that was something which was, you know, key for us. Breaking that stigma is very, very difficult when you're asking someone to trust that something healthy is going to be tasty as well. So I think it's helped us a lot with that.
Indeed, sir. And keeping that in mind, I think Getaway has a very specific niche. So why do you think that building a brand out of an idea of healthy ice creams will be sustainable in a highly competitive ice cream market?
So, you know, firstly, we don't call ourselves an ice cream company. We call ourselves a dessert company because we believe that there's a lot of innovation left in other categories as well. Like, think about cakes, think about chocolates, think about all the other indulgent categories. It's very difficult to for a larger company to innovate. But when it comes to ice cream specifically, why we feel that we're going to succeed and we're going to be better than most is because I think the world is moving towards, you know, being healthier, becoming fitter by the day. And everybody really wants to have at least an option of something healthy, right? It may not necessarily be the best out there, but if it is healthy with the taste, then I think it's something that everyone will want. It still is a niche, as you rightly mentioned, but that's the bet we are taking. I think in the next couple of years, this niche is going to be as large as probably like a 2,000-3,000 crore market.
Moving forward, what would be that one advice you would like to give to all those entrepreneurs who are willing to start their companies but doesn't have enough capital to bootstrap the same?
Yeah, I get that a lot. So I think it's very simple. You don't need a lot of capital to start something, right? You need a lot of capital to scale something. A lot of people feel that if paisa nahi hai, investor nahi hai, to I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do that. But all of that is a later stage. The moment you're thinking of starting something or at least piloting an idea, try and do it within a fixed environment, maybe your neighborhood, maybe your friends and family. Try test marketing it, getting it out. If it works well, then you can always, you know, look at ways. And I think India is full of doing jugaad and trying things at a very low budget. So it's just a matter of how determined you are to start something.
Well, thank you so much, sir, for such a great advice. And just continuing with the same scenario, when it comes to investors, does the investor's domain matter? And how should one strategically choose the right investor to pitch the business idea in front of?
No, so 100% it matters because, you know, today if we are in the, say we're in the F&B or the FMCG space, we'd want someone who's experienced from that space or at least has larger connects from that space. In the end, it all boils down to you're getting the money, right? You can get the money from anybody in the world. It can be a bank, it can be, say, an independent investor, it can be a VC fund, it can be an incubator. But what you need to realize is that, you know, money is always going to be available if you're doing something good and if you're building something sustainable. So when you're choosing someone, I think the biggest thing that matters is your synergy or your chemistry, at least with that person, on if whether the investor is able to understand your vision of what you're building, etc. I think that's step one. And if that is good, then I think, you know, the investor being from that particular industry and all that should also matter. Imagine you're in food, but you've gotten an investor from pharmaceuticals. So, you know, it will of course depend and hamper your scale, your utilization of funds, etc. So I think choosing an investor from a similar industry that you're in, or at least who's investing in similar industries, is key.
Well, sir, I totally agree with you on that. Moving on, like, as we all know that many Indian startups like Games 24/7, Express Bees, etc. have entered the Unicorn Club in 2022. What is your view on the same? And do you also aspire Getaway to be one of the companies in that list?
So, yeah, I mean, I think kudos to these companies who made it. But I feel more than becoming a unicorn, I, as an entrepreneur, would always focus on building something sustainable and becoming profitable over time. Becoming a unicorn, getting an IPO, all of that will anyway be a result out of it. So my take on that is, I think it's kind of like a bubble, at least right now in India, where people call themselves unicorns or companies are becoming unicorns based on valuations. Indian, you should always understand that valuations are multiples of revenues and not what the company is actually generating in terms of sales. So mine would be to reach like a $1 billion sort of revenue, and that's when I'll feel Getaway is in that list.
You spoke about valuations and other scenarios that an entrepreneur should take in mind while growing their startup. So according to you, like, what are the biggest mistakes made by startup entrepreneurs, and what would be your advice for all the young entrepreneurs out there?
I think biggest mistake that most entrepreneurs make is that, you know, try and expand quickly, I would say. I think growing slowly is not a bad thing. It helps you assess a lot of things that are changing and then take calls rather than just, you know, going all out, spraying and praying. So I think while someone is scaling, you should be very, very careful about, you know, what your go-to-market, what your strategy to build is. If that is clear, I think the path is fairly, I would say, easier or less tough, I would say.
Well, so we talked about choosing a right name for your company. We also talked about how to get the right investor for yourself. And we also talked about entrepreneurs and how they can avoid certain mistakes. So my question to you is, how to find the right set of employees for your organization?
Right set of employees?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very tough one. I think it is tough to find the right set of employees for sure. At least, especially, you know, we're in the growth phase, like where we are right now. We're going to be scaling our team from, say, 15 people today to 40, 45 people by the end of this year. For me, choosing someone is more of, you know, the trade-off between how the person is versus how far that person can go. So typically, you know, anything which has got to do with skill is okay, but anything that's got to do with will of a person, that is what matters more. Initial years, you always, you know, have your friends, your family, or acquaintances who always want to join you, want to work with you. So it's easier. But then the times like these are when, you know, you need to choose employees very carefully. You need to build a team that is going to be taking you to that, achieving that mission or whatever the vision of the company is. So, yeah, I always look at if a person's will to do something is good. If there's a will, he can always learn the skill. And that's exactly what should matter.
Definitely, sir. But since we also talked about choosing the right employees for your organization, we should also talk about the marketing strategies that a company should adopt. So my question to you is, how do you plan your marketing strategies for Getaway? And what all things should one keep in mind while making their marketing strategies?
So for us, you know, most of these things are very data-driven. We don't at all spend money on things which don't make sense to us. We'll always try to, you know, spend money on if there is considerable or significant enough data to sort of validate that spend. So I think you know, targeting, positioning, segmentation, all of that, of course, has to be right. Your brand philosophy, ideology has to be perfect. And then the 1-to-100 of marketing has to be data-driven by what your customers are saying, what they're wanting, what are their reviews, etc.
All right, sir. Thank you so much. But just one last question. We have all seen your episode of Shark Tank and we really, really loved it. And since we all have heard that Shark Tank 2.0 is coming soon, what would be your one valuable suggestion for all the new contestants?
I think you guys should just, you know, go all out with what you're doing. Have everything amped up to at least 10x of what you typically do on a business day. Because one thing that Shark Tank can guarantee, I think, is it'll guarantee you a massive uptick in your volumes over the next couple of weeks at least, or even months for that matter.
Well, thank you so much, sir. I'm sure your advices and whatever valuable suggestions you have given to us will be useful to our listeners. Thank you so much. It was wonderful to have you here. And all the best for your journey with Getaway.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.